And now this is a dictation. For Mevornin is a M-A-V as in Victor, O-U-R-N-E-E-N. O'Brien, O-B-R-I-E-N. May 9, 57, addresses a letter to Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V as in Victor, S-K-I, 463-3451. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, follow up for Mrs. O'Brien. With prior elevated calcium, secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism, underwent 3 out of 4 parathyroglands removal at Midland about 3 months ago without complications. Calcium returned to normal. He has multiple complainings. Neck spine pain on shots, diffuse body pain, bone pain, prior CAT scan shows question Paget disease, also has abdominal pain every time she eats, mostly solids, not to liquids, without nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, if anything, constipation. Prior history of hiatal hernia repair. Back in 2016, she's known to have elevated left diaphragm with atelectasis of that side. Does not require any oxygen. No gross edema, no discolor of the toes. Remote history of chemotherapy. Next paragraph, pressing medications. Metoprolol, diabetes, cholesterol. No anti-inflammatory agents. Today weight 150, blood pressure 126.52. No respiratory distress. Press sounds decrease on the left base from non-elevated diaphragm, clear on the right side. No wheezing, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no gross ascites, tendon and masses, no major edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. From January, creatinine 10.6, however, corrected for high albumin 4.9. The number will be around 9.9 to 10, which is normal. Kidney function is normal. Sodium potassium normal. Metabolic acidosis 21. Phosphorus low normal at 3.5. No anemia. Normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypercalcemia, status post 3 out of 4 parathyroid surgery without complications. Present number likely represents elevated albumin. Her symptoms, I don't believe, is related to this. We are adding PTH, which is expected to be suppressed, probably 20 or below, if there will be a true elevated calcium. Otherwise, will be probably in the normal range. We are calling the lab to add it from blood test yesterday. Next number, elevated left hemidiaphragm. Next number, prior hiatal hernia repair, presently having abnormalities, abdominal pain on eating, following with Dr. Bonacci, B-O-N-A-C-C-I. Next number, prior abnormalities on the pelvic bones, probably related to Paget disease. Occasionally, this can cause hypercalcemia, but most of the time, calcium is normal. Next number, diffuse body pain, bone pain, including documented osteopenia, and abnormalities for apparently cervical lumbar spine. All issues discussed with the patient come back in 6 months.